Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining me in a studio this morning is Owen Alonza, as director and a choreographer, cast members Jackson, Ashton, Ariella, and Layla. Is that right? Did I miss anyone out? No, I didn't. All right, so there we go. And this is, we wanted to talk about a King David Linksfield musical that is going to take place between the 12th and the 14th of March in celebration of King David's 75 years. That is incredible. Owen, let's start with you. Good morning. How are you?
And I wasn't there when the school started.
Well, it's good to know. That is good to know. And maybe also a little bit of a relief. So tell us about the show.
It's a compilation show, because obviously if you're going to be telling the story of the school, you know, we had to avoid making it Wikipedia with music. So no.
Gosh, that could be boring.
Yeah, it would be very boring. Right. And compilation shows historically are not great, you know, in terms of the storyline, because they try to write a story around the songs that they already have.
Yes.
Which makes the story weak.
Right.
But Sharon Spiegel-Wagner has been really brilliant at that. And what she did was she created a story and then chose the songs.
Ah,
because
very
that makes
clever.
It better, because then you make the music work for your story.
Yes.
As
yes.
opposed to making the story work for the music.
Right, because otherwise what I would have expected is, well, what music was around, you know, 75 years ago, do something there.
Yeah.
Then the next.
And we didn't do it chronologically, and we didn't even think about
such a relief.
Horrible. And also compilation musicals often are, you know, someone doing a little speech and then a song, a speech and a song. I mean, that is literally the least creative way to do any kind
Absolutely.
Of show. So we based it, or Sharon and Meryl and I sat down and we decided to base it on that amazing 80s movie, which none of them know.
Which one?
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, of course.
One of my favorites.
Of course.
And so.
I hope you've made them watch it.
We tried to, but then there were a few little technical hitches, but I'm sure some of them have, but.
You couldn't get it into the VHS.
Yes, exactly.
You didn't have a working Betamax.
Yes, exactly. So there's six kids in detention, and it's basically them finding this box, and then they rummage through the box, and they talk about, stuff that has happened at school, and they look at this old school program. So, you know, the people who come, who've been at the school before, should come and watch the show, because it's a great, I mean, I'm not Jewish. I'm like an honorary Jew by now.
Right. So, meet Mukundi.
Exactly. There you go, brother. There you go. So, but it was interesting and to learn so much about the school. So those who have been to the school definitely will want to come and see the show, because there's a lot of good memories there for them.
Yeah, and it is speaking about some of the challenges, it really is, you know, we go to these functions and people start talking about something that happened 30 years ago, and the first thought that goes through my mind is, oh my God.
Am I that old?
No, I've got to get through 30 years, and he's only on 1990, you
yes.
know, how long is it going to take him to get to 2023?
Yeah.
This is going to be unbearable. So I like the fact that it's chronologically not in a particular order
it's more about highlighting. So,
yes.
you know, it is the Wolf Brothers. Mm. So they brought into the show, and it's not about, oh, what year? It's about what they brought to the school when they created the school. No, that was Norman Sandler and, Louis Sachs. You see, I've got it down.
Look at you. Right?
Yeah. So yeah. that's a fun little moment about how they created the school, but it's done in such a comical way. And then, you know, the two Wolf Brothers being as famous as they were with Victory Park and King David Linksfield. So, that's also brought in not in a historical way, but just in a human way. So it's about the people, not about the time. Because, and you know, time is just numbers. We're more interested in the people and what they brought to the school.
Is this something that would be valuable and entertaining for somebody who hasn't been part of the King David experience?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, because I wasn't.
Mm.
And
mm.
I found it very entertaining, besides the fact that I had to look at it from a very logical and creative point of view, because I had to direct it. You will definitely still enjoy the show, because you'll enjoy the music and you'll enjoy the humanity of it, because you don't have to know these people to enjoy who they were as people and what they've done for the school.
Well, in essence, the history of King David is very much tied to the history of Johannesburg and South African Jewry.
Yes.
Because if we look at the role that it's played and who it's birthed and educated through its system over the 75 years and the impact that it has, it really has shaped the South African community. And far beyond.
Well,
in fact,
the Jewish community generally does in South Africa. because they're very active in fundraising and very active in culture and theater. So, yeah, and also besides that, which Leila will tell you about now, the play is also about the kids. It's not just about the school. It's who are these kids when they're at school? Who are they? What issues are they dealing with? And not in a preachy kind of way, but just a fun way that other kids their age can relate to. So it's not just about the parents getting a history lesson.
And that's another challenge, which I am going to ask Leila about now, is how do you make it relevant to students today, to youth today, and not just...
Yeah, you don't want it to be a history lesson, because it's not. It's definitely not a history
absolutely.
Lesson.
So, Leila, thanks for joining us in studio as well. What is your role within the production?
So, I am Maddie.
Right.
She's basically this crazy, like, she's very bubbly.
She plays the pretty girl. She just doesn't want to say it.
Ah, okay. Got it. Thank you for that. So we've got text and we've got commentary. Right. So you'll give us the text, Leila.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So you're this bubbly personality, and I assume there's singing, dancing, part of your role. What have you learned about some of the takeaway things that you've learned about your own school whilst going through this experience?
Well, for starters, we look, during the show, we look through a lot of, like, magazines that have been, like, that were produced, like, many years
ago. At the time, yeah, when people still had print things.
Yes. Yeah, like, some of them were even...
oh, my word, look at this. This is actually in, it's a piece of paper.
Some of them are even in, like, black and white.
Right.
And so it's very cool to see, like, how the school used to be and how different it is now. But it's just like a cool thing to understand more about your school, because I wasn't always at the school. I moved to the school at the end of first term in grade 8.
Okay.
So,
and you're now in?
Grade 11.
Okay.
So
are you still the new girl? No, that one. Okay,
still the pretty one, not me.
No, I know that sometimes when you come from another school, like, you're the new girl after you've been there for 7 years. So until somebody else new comes along, right.
So it's just, like, cool to find out, like, new things about the school.
Right.
Like,
amazing.
Yeah.
So, and would you encourage people that aren't at the school to come and see this?
100%. It's a very exciting play. Like, there's a lot going on. There's, like, all cool lights and everything, and it's, like, really been brought alive. And even if you're not at the school, each character is explained. Like, you will understand the character, because even if, like, we act as if we are confused, we'll be like, who is this? There'll be a description, and in the description, they'll be explained of what they brought to the school. So even if you're not at the school, you will understand the play, and it's a very exciting play to see.
It sounds amazing. Who are you playing in the... Introduce yourself and then tell us who you're playing.
Hello, my name is Ashton. I'm playing Troy in the play.
All right, and who's Troy?
So he's basically, like, the jock. He's the rugby captain, but he's also sincere and sweet, and he has a heart.
And he has a heart. So, he's, all right, I like that. I like that. Every crowd needs one. Some of the things that, have you been at King David most of your life?
No. I've been at King David, but just not Lingsfield.
Is it very different?
Yes.
King David's?
Very.
Right. This is obviously about King David. I mean, it's a King David Lingsfield production, but King David started, am I right, at Lingsfield? That was the first campus. So, is this something that is representing all the King Davids? Well, I would imagine it does.
It does link with all of the King Davids because of the Wolf brothers, and there's, like, a little part where all of the King Davids are explained. So it does link with all of them.
All right, so it's got appeal to everybody.
Yeah.
Is acting and singing something that you're passionate about?
Yes.
Okay. How is it working with young actors? It's a very different...
I knew you were going to ask me that question.
Were you hoping I wouldn't?
No. I think they were hoping you wouldn't. You know, there's always a negotiation when you do what I do, when you have to work at a school, because obviously you come from a very different world, because I don't do school productions as a rule, literally King David.
Yeah, I think it's a fairly good policy, I would imagine.
Yeah. Look, you know, there is the perception in the industry that you kind of end up doing school productions when your career is over and no one professional wants to employ you. But school productions are taking a big turn in this country at the moment. A lot of the high schools are putting on really professional productions, and they're not like they used to be, little concerts. They bring in professionals to come in and do it properly.
And the expectation is much higher.
Yes, and that comes from the school as well, which can add to the pressure. But it is, I mean, I get quite attached to the kids. I don't always tell them that, because there's a lot of heart in the school. And the kids are really sweet, even though they can be very frustrating, because, you know, controlling children is not something I have to do. My son's 29 now. I don't have to run around shouting at a child anymore. So that can be quite difficult, is keeping them together and then meeting the expectation of the school and meeting the expectation that you have of yourself and the expectation that the kids have. And the important thing is that for me, that they come away feeling like they've learned something valuable that they can take into their daily lives, and to be part of a production that they really feel proud of. That's the important thing for me.
We need to take a break. We need to go to ads. We'll be back with you just after this.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:49. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Hi FM. We are joined in a studio by the cast and choreographer of the King David, Linksfield musical. That's happening the 12th to the 14th of March in celebration of King David's 75 years. Introduce yourself. Who are you playing in the
So my name is Ariella, and I play a girl named Sarah.
All right, tell me about Sarah.
And Sarah used to be very, like, outgoing and very, like, fun to be around. And then what happened was her dad started transitioning into a woman. So this was really hard for Sarah, and especially being at high school where social media is around and people would talk about it behind her back and discuss it. So Sarah just decided that it would be easier if she were to just stop talking to people and
retreat altogether. into her own world. So these are obviously very 2023 issues.
Yeah.
Nothing that, unlikely to have been discussed 75 years ago. So that brings quite a contemporary feel to it. And have you enjoyed this experience?
I have. It's been really amazing. Also working with such professionals and seeing how they work in like a professional environment has been very interesting.
Amazing. Jackson, it is Jackson, right?
Yeah.
All right. Tell you, what role are you playing?
Yeah, I play Jordan. So he's like the cool kid. All the girls love him.
I can see the, you see the way he sauntered up to the mic? I didn't know if he's in character or not.
No, he's typecast.
Oh, is he? It would seem so, right? Yeah.
Yeah, basically he's just the cool kid of the school. He plays guitar into a lot of heavy metal,
right?
And he has his moments sometimes, but most of the time he's mostly secluded to himself.
Right.
Keeps his personality to himself, and yeah.
Right. Do you identify with him?
Yeah, I do.
Right.
Not cool kid, but I play guitar. Right.
I would imagine everybody here is reasonably musical, you know, to be able to be involved in a production of this caliber.
Yeah, I think musical is a very broad term, in the sense that I was joking the other day about the fact that I can dance and I can tap dance and I can get my arms and legs to do various things, but you put an instrument in my hand and I'm completely useless. So there's musicality in very different forms. They are musical in the sense that they all sing absolutely beautifully. They really, really do that. I did last year's musical, and the cast was great last year, but this year, it's just up the level. I mean, these kids just sing incredibly, and if you love singing and music, You want to come and see it just for that, literally. I mean, there are moments where Sharon and I just stop and look at each other going, how do they sound like that? They really have done an amazing job.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What are some of the numbers that you'll be doing?
Well, we do Cell Block Tango. It's called the Detention Block Tango, very cleverly written by Sharon. So they all have to discuss about why they're in detention.
Right.
And then we hear their backstories. So that's where, you know, Leda's got a brother who's gay and she didn't realize. So again, very contemporary issues that everyone can relate to.
Right.
We do Rocky Horror. We do Aquarius. So
just hold on. I just want to look pointedly at Mukundi, because he hasn't ever seen Rocky Horror.
I know, it's sinful, right?
It is.
But
it
how
is.
Old are you? 12.
He is. That's exactly what I said. Mukundi, your homework for this weekend. You have to watch Rocky Horror. It's just a jump to the
How
left.
Did this become about me?
Because you haven't watched Rocky Horror.
Exactly. That's how you draw attention to yourself.
Yeah, and the guys in the play haven't watched Breakfast Club. How about you deal with them?
Interesting thing also is that you don't just hear six children sing. Mm. We've got 10 featured chorus, who also get to sing. So you're not going to be listening to the same voices over and over again, because that can also become a little tedious and you're going, how many more songs can one person sing? So we've been very clever about including other children. They also get their moment to sing. We have Hopelessly Devoted to You from Greece. And that, I mean, Demi, who sings it, is just...
Wait, so I've heard Chicago, I've heard Greece, I've heard...
Rocky Horror. We have Something's Rotten, which is the finale of Act One with a musical, which is sung by Adam Palkovitz and Peter... What is Peter's surname? That's it. He's actually the history teacher at the school, right? And he has got a lovely voice, and he's amazing at his part. He plays two parts. And we have, what's it, Hairspray?
Talented, yeah.
We have Hairspray. We have, what else do we have? Cats.
Amazing.
So we've really gone the gamut of, you know, the thing. And also we've tried to include different styles so that there's something for everyone. And that's important. So everyone will have come away gone, oh yeah, I love that song, and that, you know, Meryl jumps up and gets very excited when she hears Aquarius. We have Seasons of Love, sung by Meryl's son, actually. Meryl is the, when I say Meryl is the counselor at the school, right, and also the producer. And Shame, she's basically the punching bag for everyone, because the parents scream at her from one end, Sharon and I scream at her from the other, the kids run to her. So the fact that she's still standing is quite an amazing achievement. Something. Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. So just so you'd know, every Friday at this time, they don't allow me to sing because, well, for very obvious reasons, which you'll hear.
Which is why they don't allow me to sing.
Right. Yes. Okay. So I'm not allowed to sing, but I'm allowed. They have one dispensation, which is a Friday, which is where we sing our end of show Friday song. Now it's not, if you don't know it, it's not going to be a song that you know, but we are going to get Harry and Senna, because this is what we do every Friday. If you can figure this out as you go along.
You mustn't forget to tell people where to get tickets, though, before we do that.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you just take over then?
Okay, I will. Definitely. Next Friday, don't come in.
Happily. All right. No. That's a very good point. It is on from the 12th to the 14th, right?
That's right. Yes.
And where do we get tickets?
Ticket Pro. And you just type in a musical, because we've called it a musical because that's what it is.
Right.
We didn't want to get too deep about it. Okay. And so you type in a musical on Ticket Pro, and they're tickets for Sunday evening, Monday evening, Tuesday evening. And you can even get tickets for the afternoon show. No? No. So it's Sunday evening, Monday evening, Tuesday evening.
All right. That is absolutely amazing. And I think it's going to be, it sounds phenomenal. The feedback we're getting is really, really great. I've got no doubt that this is going to be something absolutely, absolutely.
We even had like something like 25 dancers as well, which I forgot to mention. So there's a spectacle.
Ah, very, yes. Very nice.